Tomorrow morning, we are having the grand opening for the transfer center for all our passengers and anyone else who would like to come down. We are going to have a ribbon cutting at 8:15, and we are going to have our buses. We have new buses, so we are going to have new buses down there displayed that you're welcome to come in and take a look at them and also view the transfer center. We will have coffee and cider and cookies and donuts.
Well, it's one of the more unique looking buildings that's been constructed in downtown Marquette for a while, kind of a in an interesting location to begin with. You had a certain sort of restricted area to work in, but also put in a very unique looking building.
That's right. We have a triangular shaped piece of land, so we had to get an architect in who could actually design something that would go so we would have enough room actually for the buses, for the people to get on and off and still get into a building and transfer. And I was looking at approximately 200 feet for all our buses, but we've got it divided a little bit, and the city has helped out quite a bit. And we have some parking spots on 3rd Street also.
One of the things also, as you mentioned, that you'll be showing off some of the new buses, and they've kind of caught my eye going around the area here with some of the new buses, that that with the new transfer station, with the relatively new facility here in the township, some definite improvements to the agency going on.
There are. And we're always trying to do something new and innovative to keep up with the times. I think for a long time we really were just public transportation, but now we're really public transportation. We actually have 35 buses all over the county, and most of them are here in Marquette. We do have a facility also up in Ishpeming.
There must be a challenge, though, with the geographic size of Marquette County for you as an agency to serve it.
It is. And we're one of the largest rural transportation systems actually in the state, and we have 9 fixed routes, and we do have a lot of people who do use our buses, and we have 5 door-to-door buses usually in a day, so we do carry quite a few passengers.
When you talk about door-to-door buses, what exactly is that?
Okay, that is where a person calls and says, I need to be picked up at 3 o'clock to go to a doctor's appointment or shopping or whatever, and then I need to return at a certain time, and we will pick you up and bring you to your destination and also return you.
You've also got vehicles of all various sizes, so when it comes to maybe some door-to-door or at least some kind of specific, you have options for people to use as well.
We do. This summer we actually purchased 2 small minivans, which are real tiny, but they are lift equipped also. Mm-hmm. They're actually a ramp. And all of our vehicles that we do purchase now are lift equipped or with a ramp. So they are ADA.
Are people using these? Because we know that we see them, the routes, and you run the fixed routes and everything like that, and we see people getting on. But how are the numbers? Have you had increases in the last year or anything?
We have. I don't have this year's stats for 2012, mm-hmm. but for 2011, we had 335,895 passengers. So we do carry a considerable amount. And that was up from 2010 by 21,478 passengers.
Wow. Well, you know, and you've got very good rate structures, you know, with fixed routes and with door-to-door, probably maybe even more affordable than people think. What's just sort of your average, like, let's say I want to get on the bus here outside by Super One Foods or something, and I want to go to Nagani and back. You know.
It would be $1.20 each way, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. You don't have to drive.
Yeah.
Somebody else does the driving.
It saves a little bit of money. And when mm-hmm. you hear about constantly in the news how Marquette's got the highest gas prices in the
right.
state,
yeah,
it's a decent option. You know,
it's a great option.
And you look at that. But let's talk again now a little bit more about tomorrow. You're going to be showing off some of the new buses and whatnot and the new facility. What's happening, when and where?
Okay. Again, it's at the Transfer Center, which is 150 West Spring Street, the actual address. And we are going to have just the grand opening and a ribbon cutting at 8:15, and a tour of our buses, if you'd wish, and the facility. It's actually a very unique facility. It was designed by architects in Grand Rapids. However, all the construction was done here by local construction companies, which was awesome. And we're going to have a drawing also. And we will be drawing, I believe, the 1st of November. And that drawing will be for a one-year free fixed route pass.
Oh, okay.
Also, a three-month pass and a one-month pass, and then also five books of tickets.